Kick Radio, WYCD,
HD3 Detroit,
KJAQ,
HD3 Seattle,
WBMX,
HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
This is CBS, the Sky Radio with Intuitive Soul, and your host, Lori Houston. The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to clear a path to divine consciousness, and there are three different modalities that I use. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and assist you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing can release you, your home, or place of work from negative energy connections, help you to realign your true and expressed self, restore a sense of balance between your inner world and your external living environments, and provide fresh ground for new spiritual growth and higher consciousness. And Intuitive Soul Radio, right here Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. on the Sky Psychic Radio. And I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live Thursday evenings. So this is February, and this is Love Month. And all month long, I am going to be doing free readings for your relationships in 2010. So give us a call right now at 248-545-7685. Tonight, we are discussing clearing beliefs to creating your best romantic relationship. So, yeah, let's talk about this. Let's look at some of the tips to clear your emotions around love. First, let's acknowledge our feelings. We need to be authentic. And this act honors ourself and allows healing to begin. So we need to acknowledge and accept our feelings, not stuff them away, not distract ourselves with our addictions, which we're really good at. And when we have any type of addiction, we're really distracting ourselves from being in the now. We're distracting ourselves and our pain. And so it is really important that we learn to look at ourselves and not distract ourselves with drinking or eating too much, emotional eating, with TV. There's lots of things that we do that we distract ourselves. And we all have addictions. Think about what your addictions are. Think about the things that you do that don't allow you to be authentic and acknowledge your feelings. Those things that you do that when you're starting to feel really uncomfortable, there are things that you do that make you either feel like a victim or a victor, or there's some ways that we go around where we're not actually authentically feeling our emotions. And so this is what I want to assist you with, because this is allowing you to become much clearer, and it allows you to have be much more aware in your relationships and how you're being triggered. And we all have them. There are ways of taking ourselves out of the now. And often we're in the past or the future, and this will do this. But also we have these stories about love and the stories that we create about love and our partners or our lack of partners. So there are lots of stories that we have that, like, I'm unlovable, I'm unworthy, I'm not good enough. Then we go into our partners, there's something wrong with them, they're the problem, I'm the victim here, I choose people that, are reflecting these things. So there's all sorts of things that happens, okay? So again, this is February, and it's Love Month, and all month long, I will be doing readings on your relationships. So give us a call now at 248-545-7685. Now, once you've started to acknowledge your feelings and you're becoming more authentic, you're actually starting to really think about what you do, why you do it, how you sort of distract yourself, how you get out of your emotions, how you don't express them, and how you don't feel them. I want you to start writing those thoughts down, those feelings and those behaviors that you catch yourself being trapped in. And I want you to flush out the negative patterns that help you to become aware of what's fueling what you're wanting to clear. So let's say we do this a lot. We like to blame the other person. So that's when we're in a you story, meaning we are thinking about the other person. They're the ones that are the problems. And if that's the case, you know, think about this and what ways that you're not becoming really authentic and really real. See, if it's always the other person and it's never your responsibility, then you have no control in your life and you're a victim. And that's just not the way things are. So we really learn to understand ourselves. We really learn to, you know, take charge of our lives, and we really learn how our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors can create, you know, the different things in our lives. And this will help us to clear, you know, our emotions. So we have our first caller, and it's Anna from New York. Hi, Anna.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Okay. So tell me your question.
I'm 57 years old. I've never been married. And, I'm just wondering if you see anything for me.
Okay. So when was the last time you went on a date?
A long time ago.
When was the last time you put yourself out there?
Well, I can't even remember. I
know.
Go about doing my work and doing whatever I do.
Yeah. And you know what? You're a really strong, independent woman, and that is the energy you give off. And there's nothing wrong with that. The thing is, you need to actually put yourself out there. You need to, you know, join some groups that will, you know, make you get yourself out and about. It doesn't mean you have it. I mean, there's some great singles groups now, and there's some great groups for over 40, and, you know, there's all sorts of things out there to help us. And, you know, I think it's really, really important that we, you know, we look at what are the things, you know, that you're wanting. So if you want a relationship, and, you know, there is one that could be around you. See, I think what happens with you, Anna, is that, you know, you get into periods where you would like to have a relationship. You know, we're in love month. We're coming up to that day where everybody thinks about love, and those are the times that you start thinking about it. And then right when somebody's about to come into your energy, you stop thinking about it and you shift. And I think that's what's been happening. But you also need to get out there. You need to, you know, you need to let people know that you're there, available, and ready. I mean, you're a dynamic woman who has lots to offer, and there's no reason for you not to have a relationship. It's just that you've not been out there, and you've been doing the I'm a single independent woman for way too long.
Yeah, I have.
I know. You're good at it. And there's no reason to, you know, to be shameful about that. I mean, that's something to celebrate. That's amazing. But it's also nice to share.
Yeah.
So get yourself out there, because if you get yourself out there, there's somebody really close to you. In fact, I would say within the next 3 weeks, you could meet somebody. But you got to get yourself out there. You got to let people start knowing. And I would just join a group. I would join a group that, you know, maybe is focused on activities that you like, or, you know, something that you really enjoy. Maybe it's cards. Yeah. It's really up to you. But find something that is a hobby for you that you really enjoy, and then get yourself out there and find a group.
Yeah, that sounds like a very good plan.
Yeah. But yeah, there's someone around you. And if you don't meet them within the next 3 weeks, there's definitely somebody coming by the summer. And even... They're very different. They're very different energies. So it's kind of up to you. You're going to have some choices.
All right. I'll give it a shot and I'll let you know.
Okay. Please.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.
You too.
Okay. We also have Nathaniel, who is from California. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good.
Okay. So tell me your question.
I guess you have to have a question.
Well, it is preferred, yes.
Yes. Is there going to be a gal coming into my life soon?
Okay. So tell me a little bit about you. You've been dating a little bit, and you've, not that long ago, you were in a sort of serious relationship. Is that right?
I don't know about that.
Okay, she thought it was serious, but okay. When was the last relationship you were in?
Who was she might have been?
I don't know. I don't get names.
What conference is there? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Tell me when the last time, like, I'm getting that you have women around you, so it's
I think a lot of women, you know, some of the women I go out to, you know, this or that, and they seem interested, but I'm really not interested.
So you have a certain thing that you're looking for.
Well, a lot of women are, you know, are just not what I'm looking for. I mean, they're like much older, and they want some young guy, or I don't know, you know. I mean, I get, you know, 75-year-old women picking up on me. You know.
Sorry.
And, you know, older women that are very, you know, overweight, and, you know, I'm very sweet to them and stuff, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes
okay.
down to it, I'm not interested at all, and I don't
right.
want I don't have the heart to break their heart.
Right.
Say, well, I'm not interested at all.
Right. Okay. So I want you to get really, really clear about the women you are interested in. I want you to be clear about what
in any women that I know.
There aren't any women that you know?
There's not any women. There's some that are just, you know.
Okay.
Women that
so
I
we're
know
gonna we're gonna we're gonna bring somebody new into your life. Okay?
Okay?
We're gonna bring somebody new, and I want you to think about what that ideal woman looks like. And it's not always physical.
No, wait a minute now. I can think of women that are really beautiful. You know, my imagination, and, you know, girls that I've knew before and stuff that, you know, I had a crush on, but now it seems like it's kind of a joke.
Okay. But I want you to focus on what is the woman that you are wanting to attract in your life, and not just the woman that, again, is this physical thing, but I want you to think about qualities that you're wanting. I want you to think about, you know, all the different things that, you know what you don't want. So from the list of the things that you don't want, let's start to create the image of the woman that you do want. Okay. And then I want you to, you know, put that out there. Like, you don't have to tell women what you're looking for, but I want you to be really clear about that.
Do you really think I should tell women that I'm really not interested in them, you know, because they keep, you know, saying, well, why don't you give, you know, an old lady a break, and, you know, above your...
Yeah. Well, I think you need to be honest with them, but I don't think you need to do it in a way that's painful. Just say, you know, I'm looking for something else.
And actually, she choked me, and she hugged me so much she choked me, and she hurt my neck by coming up behind me and putting all her weight on my back and stuff.
Right.
And I'm just thinking, like, hey, I'm really not interested in getting hurt or, you know, attracting someone that is.
Okay,
you know,
so be clear about what you do want, because I do see somebody coming into your energy. I feel around April or May, so the clearer you get about what you're wanting and who you're wanting to attract, you don't have any problem attracting women. Your problem is you're not being authentic enough to them and letting them know whether you're attracted or not. Attraction counts. Attraction counts.
Sweetheart. I just want to say, look, there's no chance. I'm not interested at all. There's you're
Yeah. Be authentic. You don't have to break their heart. You just have to be honest. And, you know, let's face it, attraction counts, because if you don't have that initial attraction with somebody, then there's nothing to build.
Yeah.
So
there's nothing to.
Yeah. Like, I don't believe that you can create a friendship and then go into a you can, but there's always an attraction. If it goes into a relationship, it's because there was an attraction initially, whether you had to start it as friendship or whatever. But, you know, unless there's an attraction, it's not going to happen for either of you. And it's not fair to drag on a relationship, because there are women that have felt that you are in a relationship with them. So just be really honest, be really open, be really caring, and do it in a nice way, and start really focusing on what you want, because you know what you don't want, but you just have to get really clear. When you get really clear about what you want, and I mean the qualities, how it will complement your life, what type of relationship you are looking for, then all the pieces will fall together, into place.
Well, thank you very much, Lori.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we were talking about acknowledging your feelings, writing them down. Now, I also want you to reflect on all of the things that you've found and discovered about yourself. If you can connect them to your childhood or a specific instant, then that allows you to become clearer of the root problem. And so these are the ways we communicate with people. These are the things, these are the emotions that block us from feeling love. Sometimes we're really unconscious of the things that happen in our lives and the way we create relationships. And sometimes, you know, our expectations of love are off. Sometimes, you know, what we think we're looking for and what we are attracting are very different things. Sometimes it's often to do with the relationship we had with our parents and what we sort of took from that relationship. So there's a lot of things that we really need to become aware of. And typically, if you look at the relationships you've been creating, and let me tell you, there is always a way if you are in a relationship that is unhappy, unless it is abusive, and that is physically abusive or emotionally abusive, you can always turn a relationship around. And there's wonderful ways of doing that. But, you know, if it's obviously if it's physically or emotionally abusive, you don't need to be in that type of relationship. And those are the types of relationships I recommend that you change. But you also need to understand why you attract those type of relationships. And I guarantee you that it has something to do with your parental relationships, whether it was the relationship that your parents had together or a relationship your parents taught you about. But these are the things that we sort of recreate in our lives. And these are often the root problems. And, you know, sometimes it's not as easy to understand about ourselves. And sometimes, you know, we just really need to become much more aware. And we really need to learn to forgive ourselves and anyone else who may have been a contributing factor. Forgiveness allows for release and healing. And remember, you know, that anything that is creating pain, anything they did was not to you. You know, we often take things really personally, and that becomes, you know, very important for us to understand. So it looks like we're going to be going on to break. You know, I want you to give us a call because this is Love Month and we are doing, you know, free readings all month at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio. PsychicOnAir.com. The Wake Up Call with Ellen Tom.
I know the torment that I put my mother through, and I've seen the lessons that she's brought to you, so I love you. And I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sorry.
She feels your pain.
Well, I actually do from a distance. Now that I'm not the tweaker, I can understand that it's not always pretty.
Hi, it's Tom Forrest. Reverend L. Newman and I are here Monday nights, 7 till 9, primetime Eastern Time in the United States with Wake Up Call on Psychic Radio.
Psychic Radio. We know you're listening. Life is a journey. Let us be your guide. Reach out on the net now, psychiconair.com.
Look for Psychic Radio on your AOL radio player.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all. From the
to cry.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is clearing a path to divine consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from our relationships with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this in a weekly show Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I invite you to join me and call in your questions that I will answer each week, live and intuitively. And this is Love Month, so we are doing live calls on relationships, and please give us a call at 248-545-7685. So we have Jennifer from Beverly Hills on the line. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm good. So what's your question?
You know, my boyfriend and I have just been butting heads nonstop, but it's like for the last year. And
okay.
We're at a point where we just don't know if we should continue.
You know, that's always a tough call, but I know that the two of you can create what you're looking for if you're both willing to make a commitment. If you both want to make this work and are committed to, you know, creating something fabulous, you both can do it. It's just that I think by butting heads so much, you sort of lost the reason why you got together, even though I can feel from your sadness. It can be perfectly fine. This relationship is not over unless you want it to be. And I see, you know, great things with it. It's just a matter of you and him really coming together and really being really open and authentic and communicating.
That's the tough part.
That's the problem, right? Okay.
Yeah,
so he's not communicating. Well,
we just communicate differently.
Right. Okay. Well, and that's a big way of trying to understand each other, because not everybody does communicate the same way. In fact, we all have completely different. I mean, we all are so unique, and what I want out of a relationship, or what I'm looking for in ways of expectations and the way I want to be treated and the way I want to be shown that I'm loved, you know, unless I can communicate that and unless you both, you know, really authentically want to work on that, you know, what I expect and what, you know, my partner expects can be night and day. And
yeah,
it's really that unique dance of trying to figure out what each of you want. But there's a lot of hope for your relationship. It's just, you know, if you both want to put in this work to really figure it out.
So it's already, we've put in a lot of work. It's just this last year has been really difficult.
And there's a lot of different things going on, right? Like there's some financial stuff.
Always.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that is a big problem with relationships.
Right.
And that is causing more of a rift than it needs to.
I agree.
Right.
Okay. Well,
okay.
See where it goes.
You know, you know, there are so many things you can do, but I would start getting playful again and start, you know, planning some, maybe some date nights or something that you've never done before together, and just, you know, start enjoying each other's company again. Take a time out from the differences of opinions and come back into yourselves and the reason you're in a relationship and have some fun. Spark it up a bit.
Okay. That sounds like
okay. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. So before we went on break, we were talking about the different tips to clear your emotions around love. And we got to the point where I was talking about, you know, being able to forgive yourself and forgive anybody else. Now, this is a huge area because, you know, often we think we have to forgive others. And, you know, unless that's really authentic, it's really hard to do, like to feel gratitude, to find the gift in a relationship or to find a gift in the ending of a relationship. These are all things that you need to think about. Think about, you know, before you start recreating a new one, and think about, you know, what this looks for you. But the big thing that we don't often do is to forgive ourselves. We feel guilty, we feel shame, and that carries a very negative energy when we are dealing with our relationships. And so, you know, that's key in understanding all of this. I also mentioned that a lot of the times we take things personally. So when something happens, when we're in a fight or, you know, something's going on, we think that it has to do with us. You know, this person is angry and frustrated because they're angry and frustrated at me, and what they're saying and what they're doing, I'm going to take personally. But see, that's the whole thing. They're angry and they're frustrated with them. And it may feel and look like it has something to do with you. You know, somebody may break up with you and you may think that it's because of you. You may take it personally, but in a lot of times, in a lot of cases, it has nothing to do with us. And it's not us that they're breaking up with. It's not us that's the problem. I mean, we need to take responsibility. We need to look at different areas. We need to understand ourselves. But we need to stop taking things personally. We need to stop thinking that, you know, they're getting angry at me or things are happening because it's about me. And because really, when we do things, it's about us. And often when you're in a relationship, there's really three parts to all relationships. There's you, your partner, and then the relationship itself. And often this is where we need to really look at and understand, you know, all the different dynamics that occur in relationships and look at how to forgive ourselves and forgive others. But when we, you know, when we take things personally, it's really just our ego, and it's a perspective of what happened that makes it so painful. So we brood on that. We get upset. We get angry. We blame. Then we feel guilt and we have shame and we need to forgive ourselves. And, you know, you have to discover within yourself the pain that you hold, that, you know, that you are trying to blame somebody else. So you're in a you story instead of in the now. And, you know, your ego is keeping you separate from your soul and separate from God and separate from that inner being that is you, that oneness that we all can connect with. And each painful event in our life was a chance at transformation and deeper intimacy with yourself and your partner. So I really love knowing that each painful event in your life is a chance at transformation and deeper intimacy with yourself and your partner. And the last tip about clearing, do remember this is Love Month. We are doing live intuitive readings on relationships. Give us a call at 248-545-7685. And the last tip is about setting positive intentions for your experiences in love. You know, we often aren't setting intentions. We're just kind of letting life lead us, where we need to set the intentions And from our intentions, you know, think about what you are wanting to achieve. So what are you wanting in a relationship? Because sometimes that is, you know, one of the key areas where there's a problem. You may want a marriage. The person that you're with may just want a casual relationship. Or you may want to move in and live together, and they may want a marriage. There's so many different dynamics that could be at play, especially these days, you know, with divorce rates being so high and all the things and the problems around. You know, we really need to become really clear about what it is and set that intention within your relationship. Set that intention before you start a relationship. Set the intention if you're having a problem in your relationship, how you want to shift it and what you're wanting to create from it now. Every time you set an intention, it shifts the energy around your relationship. It shifts the energy around your life. And so, you know, you can have a better relationship with a partner you have, or you can create a whole new relationship. But it's really about, you know, setting positive intentions. I can't tell you enough how important it is to set intentions for your life, for your work, for your relationships, for everything in your life. And, you know, I think it's really important. So those are the tips. We are going to go to break now. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We're doing love readings. You know, you're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio.
24 hours a day. Reach out from beyond to your ears. On the web now. Log on to psychiconair.com. Your spiritual well-being is our concern. This is Psychic Radio.
Powered online by AOL at psychiconair.com.
We know you're listening.
Tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest. And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. One big family, and it's our God-forsaken right to be loved, love, 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 love. So I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm sure there's no need to complicate our time. Checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait.
Live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to the heart. And there are three different modalities that I use to do this. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and assist you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, and identify the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. An intuitive energy clearing can release you, your home, or place of work from negative energy connections, help you to realign your true and expressed self, restore a sense of balance between your inner world and your external living environments, and provide fresh ground for new spiritual growth and higher consciousness. And Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights right here at 7 p.m. on the sky. And I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday evenings. So this is Love Month, and we are doing live readings all month. And we have Lena from Florida. Hi, Lena.
Hello. How are you?
How are you? I'm good. How can I help you tonight?
Hi, I just wanted to see as far as what you felt around me for as far as finances go.
Okay, what's been happening there?
Well, I've been out of work for a while, like so many people in this economy, and I went back to school. I'm going to school at night. I'm going for my nursing degree, but it's been a very slow ride because I've had a lot of prereqs. And I'm finally getting done with them now, but then I have another 2 years to go, so can't really work in the medical field yet until I gain some more medical, knowledge.
History, yeah.
So,
okay.
My background was property management.
Right. You know, while you're in school, it becomes more difficult, but there are places that you can do paid placements at, especially like during the time that you're off, and possibly even, I feel that there's something that you could do on a part-time basis on weekends or something, if that is what you're looking for. And there is something in your area, but once you're finished, you're going to have you're going to be very well sought after because, that's definitely a field that is very necessary and pretty much all over the place. So, if it's not right now in a hospital setting, it is very possible that you could go into some old age homes or something like that that would really benefit from, the knowledge that you've already gained. And I would start pursuing some of that because that's certainly an area that is growing astronomically right now, and getting into that area would benefit you in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
So there are things that you can do.
I'm on unemployment, so it's like I don't want to take a part-time job for less money I'll make on unemployment when I can. It's just,
well, and without sounding, making this sound the wrong way, you might be able to find something that, pays you a little bit of cash, mm-hmm, instead of, sort of thing.
I made some I made some business cards, companion work.
Yes, that's perfect. That's perfect.
I hand them out to everybody I know, but I haven't stumbled on anything like that. I did that a few years ago.
Okay. Well, you know what? You're just not getting in the right places. I would, contact some people that are already doing it and find out how they're getting, say you're a student, you're just looking for some information, find out where they're going. I mean, I would look at, grocery stores in your neighborhood and that kind of thing to maybe put up a brochure or just some cards, a public library, something like that where, or like community centers that deal with the elderly. I would get yourself out there because that's a huge opportunity for you. Absolutely. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'll do really well in that.
Because I did it a few years ago and it was ideal, and I wish I could find something like that again to work around my school.
Yeah, no, you can. Absolutely. And I would do that like right away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so we've been talking about, you know, clearing our beliefs to creating your best relationship. And this is February. It is Love Month, and I'm doing free readings all month on our relationships. So give us a call at 248-545-7685. Now I want to talk about taking responsibility for your life situation and love. Remembering that you are not a victim. And what does this mean? It means that you can be in charge of your situation. You can be empowered, that there's not really anyone to blame. It's not yourself and it's not the other person. It's just that we make choices on how we respond to our situations. We make the choice in how we respond to our life situations on love. And, you know, we really need to start being very aware of this so that you can, you know, begin by observing your reactions. So every time you're in a place where you are reacting, you're feeling yourself, you know, either getting angry or frustrated or feeling really down about yourself, you know, especially around this time as it gets closer to Valentine's, you know, there's hearts all over the place and there's people, you know, with music, like we're being inundated. It's very much a media holiday. It's very much, you know, something's been created because Lord knows Saint Valentine was, you know, not really somebody that you would necessarily want to be celebrating love about. But, you know, so really think about, you know, your reactions when you're in the situation. Are you feeling jealous? Are you feeling, you know, really sad? Is, you know, seeing people happy, does that, you know, how does this make you feel? Because those are the types of reactions that you need to start becoming aware of, because those are the types of reactions that are creating the reality that you're in currently. So, you know, when you're feeling jealous, when, you know, when those types of negative emotions come in, it really means that you're pushing away from all the things that you're wanting. When you're in a place where you're attracting a lot of people and they're not the type of people you're wanting, and you get, you know, frustrated or upset, these are the reactions that are creating the situation that you're in. So really think about all the things, how you're reacting, so that you can understand a little bit more how you're consciously creating or unconsciously creating the life that you're in right now. And so how you react to the energy is a choice, because everything around you, all of your reactions, all the things are really all about energy. And, you know, what are you creating in your love relationship? Are you, you know, are you emotionally balanced? You know, let's look at responses instead of reactions. You know, we're the only person who is in charge of our emotions. We don't always feel that we are in charge of our emotions. And, you know, it doesn't mean that we are not supposed to express anger, fear, pain, sadness, or grief. Because, you know, if this is what you are feeling, you need to experience it. There's a reason it's in your life. You need to be very authentic about what it is that you're experiencing. But you also need to be clear of the old programs that are creating all the time and your unconscious beliefs that create the program, so that you see if they still fit into who you are now. Because often these programs were set as children, and as we grow older and we want different types of relationships, you know, we're still recreating those problems. That's why, you know, you often hear about somebody who says, you know, every man I meet abuses me. And, you know, it's not because you have this sign on your forehead that says, please abuse me. It's because, you know, in your childhood, you were either abused or your mother was abused or somebody in your life experience was abused. And you probably made a decision for that not to be in your life. But because it was in your life, you started unconsciously creating it. And, you know, our ego really is there to protect us. So it brings us into those situations where we feel the same type of response or same type of reaction to help us understand where it is that we picked it up, to help us understand how to heal it. It's very interesting how our mind and our bodies work, because, you know, our mind, you know, is very clear but we just often push away all of the things that help us understand what it is that we're learning. And it's fascinating. But, you know, becoming clear of your old programs that are creating all the time your unconscious beliefs that create that were the creating the program, and see if they still fit. Can you explain a little more about what I mean by unconscious beliefs? Well, we all have beliefs that we believe may be from our parents or even the collective unconscious, and especially around women who give their power away to men, this is often something from the collective unconscious. And, you know, it's really becoming aware of those types of patterns. And one way to discover, you know, some of them is to really look at our life. And are we living the life that we are dreaming about? Or are we creating the same patterns over and over again? These will be unconscious beliefs. Example, you know, I'm not worthy of a deep, intimate relationship. I'm not good enough. I will fail. I can't trust my partner to be faithful. These are really a lot of our unconscious beliefs that are being recreated for us to understand, for us to heal, for us to move past. And, you know, I've been asked, you know, is it really possible to clear all of our old programs and beliefs? And it really is something that we can do, and we do it in various different ways. But we're going to go to break now. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Be sure to check out Breakthrough with AJ Barrera, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern on the Sky. Breakthrough with AJ Barrera will feature world-renowned experts in the body, mind, spirit field. Authors, celebrities, conversations about personal life issues in today's society, and intuitive readings by AJ Barrera. It's a show that'll transform lives. Breakthrough with AJ Barrera, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, live on the Sky.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. Leave. NewSkyRadio.com.
Need you to hold me. Lift me up.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is mastering the path to the heart through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from our relationship with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this in a weekly show Wednesday nights right here. I invite you to join me and call in your questions. This is Love Month, and we can answer them at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. So right before break, we were talking about, you know, some of the beliefs that we have. And there is a question that's always asked about whether we can actually clear them. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways that we can clear certain patterns. Some people, you know, there's a lot of tools to assist us. Some use hypnotherapy, some counseling. I do both counseling and hypnotherapy, but I also do an energy clearing technique that helps clear us. So before we leave, this is, you know, the week before Valentine's. And a lot of times, you know, there's a lot of us that are either wanting to attract a partner in our lives or maintaining or making better the relationship that you have. And there's a saying about fake it till you make it. You know, attracting soulmates or maintaining the relationship you're in, the first thing always important is to find love within, to feel like you already have this partner. When you feel sad and lonely, you can't attract what you want. If you think of your relationship and you see only the problems and you can't see options or solutions or the end goal that you're trying to achieve, then you are limiting the experience and creating expectations on what you want. And, you know, these are really important things to think about because we're often doing this. We're often, you know, really not being in the moment. We're often, you know, focusing on all the problems. We're thinking about, you know, we're jealous when we see couples that are really happy. We're not genuinely happy. We're not feeling, you know, that love that is within us. And that's the first thing you need to focus on. You know, if you can find the love within you, this inner happiness and joy, then you are attracting and manifesting from this place instead of a place of pain and emptiness. So be really clear about what you want. So this is incredibly important. And this is about setting intentions. And this is about knowing what you want. Because again, there's so many different types of relationships out there. What kind of relationship are you looking for? Are you looking for somebody who's faithful? Are you looking for somebody who wants children? You know, you need to be really clear. You know, if you're, you know, financially independent, you know, a lot of people are weary about getting into relationships because then they feel that they, you know, if something happens and they're going to be responsible. You know, there's so many things. So be really, really clear. This is probably the most crucial area when you are trying to create the relationship you're wanting or maintain and create a better relationship with than the one you're in. You know, and just, you know, be clear. Is it casual? Is it marriage? Is it live-in? Are you, you know, wanting children? Are you wanting to create a deeper, more intimate connection with who you're with? Know what you want. And know that, you know that it's right around the corner. In fact, if you're not in a relationship, think about that person like they're on vacation. Treat this time as like it's the last time you're alone. And, you know, that you're imagining the relationship of your life, healed, happy, joyful, passionate, all the qualities that you have already imagined. You know, think about all of those qualities that you want in a relationship. These things are so important. You know, what do you want? What do you imagine? What juicy things are you thinking about when you think about a relationship? Are you really just thinking about the pain of being the emptiness and the sadness and, you know, the fact that you're not getting along? Like, think about what you want, not what you have or not what you don't have. You know, and imagine your life together, all the activities you would do, you know, what you want to do, how you want the relationship to complement your life. If it's maintaining your relationship, begin to see the things that you're wanting to happen in your life. You know, there's always space here for you to understand where you are, what you have created in your life so that you can work on you to shift this and make space for love in your life, you know, for what you're wanting in your life. Get ready, you know, get your home prepared, your wardrobe. You know, I've even heard of a woman who recommends you, you know, go bridal dress shopping if that's what you're looking for. Or somebody who writes cards for their partner to be given to them on their wedding day. Again, if that's what you're looking for. So, you know, think about what is it that you want and then actually imagine like it's already there, already in your life, that you're not waiting or putting it off, thinking that you'll do this once your new partner arrives. You know, sometimes people say, oh, you know, I'll lose that last 5 pounds once I'm happy and in a relationship. Well, no, do it now. I mean, if this is what you're thinking you're going to do then, do it now. Imagine that it's here. Imagine that it's all right here, right now. And then, you know, have complete love and gratitude for the life that you have right now. Stop whining and being upset and being worried and not having what you want. You know, what you want will flow and follow. Your unconscious does not know the difference between what you imagine in your mind and what you actually have. So play this as an option for your life. Get excited. Find your joy and follow your intuition. We will talk about intuition and how this can serve us next week. But, you know, allow the universe to show you everything you are wanting and let this to flow into your life. Follow all those synchronicities. You know, we'll discuss intuition next month or next week. But, you know, be in love. Be in love now. Be in love with yourself. Be in love with your life. Don't wait. Be in love with whoever you are attracting into your life. Like you just know that they're there. Feel that excitement. Feel that passion. Be in love with yourself. Just know that incredible, juicy relationship that you're waiting for is right here, right now. It's just they're on vacation. Or the relationship you're, you know, wanting to recreate with your partner. The one that, you know, that was like when you were dating. You know, those things can happen, but you need to really be focused and you need to be really clear about what that will look like and how that will look in your life. And, it's really an exciting time, but you need to be starting to be more aware of the types of relationships that you're creating, the types of relationships that you're wanting, and how to really build that. But a lot of the work starts with you. If you're wanting to create somebody who's, or if you're wanting to create a relationship that's, you know, very joyful and exciting, then you have to build those energies within yourself. You have to get that passion. You have to get that excitement, and it has to emanate from you. So this has been Lori Houston with Intuitive Soul. My website is intuitivesoul.com. I encourage you to visit me online. I do email and phone consultations and readings. I do remote healing and clearing for personal home and businesses. And I have a weekly online radio show every Thursday night on my site. This week, my guests tomorrow are at 7 p.m. Tracy McBurney, and 8 p.m. I have Susan Halpern, author of Finding the Words. I'm actually going to start a new special. I'm offering a free email reading to the 9th person who emails me at Lori@intuitivesoul.com. So the 9th person who emails me at Lori@intuitivesoul.com gets a free reading. And may love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. This is Intuitive Soul on Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.